Appreciate the things that have been brought before us this afternoon and last night and this morning, talking about how we look at things. The Bible tells us several times that it's important to where we look. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And how we look at the church, do we see the church as a gift? Do we see it as something that's when it comes to eternal life that we need to lay hold on, our salvation, in and through the things that we find here? And do we see it as a place where we want to evangelize? You know, we want to see it grow, prosper, take on the responsibility that God has given us, and really, truly get involved and be involved in what's going on in our churches. Or do we just want to be, you know, entertained? And is it a place to go? You know, I've done my duty. I feel like I've done my duty. I went to church today. Or is it something we really, really are getting something out of for our lives and our families and our children? And besides doing what God has commanded us to do. And so I trust that you've gotten something out of these things up to this point, and I hope you do this afternoon, so you be in prayer for me and for each other during the time that remains. I want to turn over, if we can this afternoon, at least for a place to start, in a 92nd chapter of the book of Psalms, and just read a few verses there, because as we've talked about this weekend about respect, having respect for God, for God's Word, and taking on responsibility for setting ourselves apart from the things of this world and being truly active in our service to God, as Brother Ben has talked about here this afternoon. So to think about some of the things that we've talked about, there's several things that I mentioned last night. There's things that are lacking in this world, and one of the things that everybody sees is a lack of respect. From children to people at work to people in the world, people lack respect for authority. And for us, that authority starts with God and God's Word. If you don't have respect for God and have respect for His Word as being the truth, then where do you go from there? Okay, and everybody's going to find something that they set up as their authority. Sometimes people really, you know who people really like as their authority? Themselves. Then they don't have to answer to anybody else. Then they're the king of the hill. And then they, you know, who makes the rules? They make the rules, you know. And then they're really happy with everything, the way everything's going. But it leads to a lot of destruction in their life personally many times by following after that path. Well, respecting God. This afternoon, I'd like to talk about showing appreciation to these things as well. So, In the 92nd chapter of the book of Psalms, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. We ought to be a more thankful people. Not only do we need to show respect to God, take on the responsibility that we have in our service to God and to each other, but we ought to do it with a thankful heart and a thankful spirit, recognizing what God has done for us. Psalmist said it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto His name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning. I find it's one of the greatest times for me personally. This has just been something that I thank God for it, really, because it's not anything that I think I've consciously done myself. But I find myself many, many, many times in the morning waking up and just thanking God while I'm still laying in the bed. I find myself waking up with Him on my mind. What a blessing, right? Because I know it's not something I can manufacture in my sleep, but somehow God has blessed me to be able to wake up and be, thank you, Lord, for another night. Thank you for a good night's rest. And I find myself lying there in the bed a lot of times, telling Him in my mind and in my heart, not out loud, but telling Him how much I love Him. And I think it's good for us to acknowledge that as our bridegroom and the one that we're going to be married to as His church, as His bride, that we recognize that we love Him and acknowledge it. Give thanksgiving unto God and thank Him for the day. Thank Him for another day. Thank Him for the fact that we've been given life. You know, when we look around us, and as Brother Matt and some of you know, we mentioned my wife has stayed behind this weekend to help take care of my mom. She's taking care of my mother. What a spouse. She had a heart. She has a heart and a desire to be here with you. I know she wanted to come visit with some folks this weekend. But she's serving the Lord and serving and helping me in just unknown, innumerable ways. We ought to wake up in the morning with thankful hearts. You know, for all of what God has done for us, the people that He's placed in our lives, for salvation, for God's church, for the gifts that God has given us in the ministry. We ought to wake up with an appreciation that goes beyond just being at church on Sunday. Wake up with a song and a praise unto God. So I ask the question to you here this afternoon: how do you know you're appreciated? And how do you appreciate God for all He's done for you? Well, I'll answer the first one first. You know, how do you know you're appreciated? By the way people treat you, right? I mean, really, if they respect you, they tell you, they come up and say something to you, and it's not in a false way. You can tell they actually mean it by the things that they say and the way they act and the way we do. Don't you imagine that our God is the same way? We turn over to the book of Romans, chapter 12, and it's already been touched on here this weekend, but Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, where he tells us there real quickly. He says, "Brethren, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." I always loved, you know, it's really important the way we say things, but it's in, and I think to put the emphasis hopefully in the right place when we're reading God's word and realize that God has told us through the apostles that it's reasonable for us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. During the Old Testament, what did they do? They presented animal sacrifices and they were dead. God doesn't want dead sacrifices anymore. He wants you alive, sacrificing the things of the flesh and what maybe you would naturally desire to do. Present your body as a living, alive sacrifice, that lively stone, presenting that to Him by the way you live. Present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, and that means I think that's H-O-L-Y without me looking down there. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's reasonable for you to do that. It's not unreasonable. A lot of people will look at you on a Saturday, or maybe even on Sundays. You know, it's some of you guys and girls that are getting up from Troy and Auburn, and maybe some of you here that are getting up and driving 30, 40 miles or whatever it may be to go to church on a Sunday morning. And people say, well, you know, that just seems like such a sacrifice to do that. You know, it's reasonable for you to do what God has led you and commands you to do from His Word. It's reasonable if there's mileage to drive, there's a distance to go. But it's reasonable for you to get there to be able to serve God and praise Him. And so, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. In other words, don't be like everybody else. Everybody else, being conformed to the world, is just doing everything the way everybody else does it. He said, don't be like everybody else. Transform your thinking by listening to what God's Word has to say. One of the biggest problems we have is too many people in the world today are listening to what everybody else has to say. Well, it must be right. That's what everybody's doing, right? But he says, transform the way you think by listening to what God's Word says, right? And so don't conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds that you may prove What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? So that's one way that we can show appreciation to God is by presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto Him. Let's turn over to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. Many of the verses that come to mind this afternoon are things that have been mentioned. But hey, it's always good to hear them again. Proverbs chapter 3, trust the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. How are you going to renew your mind? Well, you're going to renew your mind by trusting God and God's word and respecting it. Trust the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Everybody's trying to figure out, this is not new, but people for the last 30, 40 years, the young folks in every generation that come along, are, I need to find out what I need to do with my life. Well, He tells us here what we need to do. He says, in all thy way, and the big thing is they're trying to find what's right for them. He says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. I know as Brother Ben and Sister Hillary have been trying to make a decision about going to leaving Montgomery and going to Lexington. Trust God. Lean to His understanding. He'll direct you. I love you. The fact you were telling this afternoon, the confirmation when you put your house up for sale. I mean, sold like that. It to me, a great confirmation that God is in the matter. How else can things like that work? When the market is not very good always for selling houses. And we know of people that will put them up and stay up for months and months and months, yet yours went up and automatically a couple of different people are looking. It's a confirmation from God. It's little things a lot of times, but are you paying attention? Are we paying attention to a lot of times? People say, well, there are not any miracles anymore. I'll tell you, God's still working miracles. And the trouble is, we're not paying attention. we're not noticing what all God is doing in our lives. Brother Darrell's talking about the things of yesterday. I'll tell you, God's still working in the lives of His people, and we need to learn to recognize, medical science is doing good things, but you know what? God is giving people abilities. God is directing people and helping us along life's way. And do we appreciate that? Are we thankful to God? When we get down on our knees, do we say, thank you, God? I was thinking, we've made a couple of trips over to Africa. Brother Darrell's made many trips to the Philippines. Brother Darrell, should we be thankful every time we eat a meal like we had in here earlier? And not only that, we do that about three times a day. Go to Africa and spend a couple of weeks with our brethren. I'm not talking about just go over there and hang out somewhere. Go over there and see God's children among the primitive Baptists that are in Africa and the Philippines. Good, honorable people that are thankful for one meal a day. And I'll tell you, it's not anything me and you would write home about. But it's something to put nourishment in their bodies, and they're thankful for what they have. And we go in here and we look at a bounty like we've got before us and take it so much for granted instead of getting down on our knees and saying, thank you, God. We've got a comfortable building to meet in. We've got comfortable cars generally to ride in. We've got good roads to get there on. We're not bouncing all over the world trying to get to a certain place, are we? And we get here and it was like, oh, well, I had to go to church. And there are people over there that are walking for miles in a day and riding on buses and traffic and things that you and I wouldn't imagine to get to church because they can't wait to get to church and serve God and be thankful for what He's done for them. I'll tell you, that ought to rub off on us a little bit more in this nation. We have become an ungrateful group of people for what God has done for us, and we need to be more thankful and more appreciative for the blessings that we have and show it forth by our presence, by our songs, by our actions, by our lives, by our presence in His church, His presence in our assembly. So how does God know you appreciate Him? By you presenting your bodies a living sacrifice. By trusting Him. Trust the Lord with all thine heart. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow unto thy bones. You want to be blessed? learn to trust Him. Learn to not lean to your own understanding. Learn to think like God's Word thinks. Learn to think of the way God thinks. And the only way you're going to learn how He thinks is you're going to get into His Word and see what He does and how He acts. And that's how we learn to transform our thinking. And I know God is so thankful when He sees, you know, the angels of heaven rejoice when one little saint of God is converted, you know, here in this life. So thankful for those things. Do you show your parents that you appreciate them? How would you do that? Would they know that you appreciate all that they've done for you? How would they know that? You know, we talk about God being, we present our bodies living. What about your parents? Do they know that you appreciate all that they've done for you? I'm looking out on a group of folks out here, and all of us, whether our parents are older, like my mom, or whether they're a little bit younger, or whether they're gone on. Did our parents know that we appreciate the fact that they gave us a home, gave us love? In most cases, you know, some folks say, well, you know, Brother Charles, I came from a tough home and a tough family. Tell you what, we ought to still be thankful for the blessings that we have along life's way. Let's turn over to Ephesians chapter 6. Again, Brother Ben and I are crossing all across things. He was in chapter 5, so we'll move on to chapter 6. Where he tells us in a verse of scripture that we looked at last night, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and that thou mayest live long on the earth. I told the folks at home this. I probably may have even said this here, but it's maybe worth repeating at least once. You know that the Apostle Paul here is quoting from the Old Testament scriptures about honoring our parents, which is the first commandment with promise. Do you know what the penalty or punishment was for children who rebelled against their parents in the Old Testament? I know some of you know. They took them down to the gates and they stoned them to death. Now, my contention is that sounds pretty tough for rebellion, right? I mean, all of us today, I'd be dead now, by the way. Y'all would not be seeing me if we were still under the Old Testament law. I'd be a goner because the parents would stone me when I was a little kid. And I'd be gone. And I'd say, boy, that's tough. And people were like, well, did God actually tell them to do that? Yes, God actually told them to do that. Was it wrong? No, if God said to do it, it was right. It was well within right. The only thing I would say about it is I have a feeling back in the days when there were communities were together and they went out and they stoned the children in the gate, I just have a feeling if the children knew that they were being punished for rebellion by stoning to death, probably everybody straightened up pretty quick after that. I was talking about last night seeing my older brother and the example he had. I got a feeling if I'd have seen him stoned to death after that, I'd have straightened up. You know, I'd have been at attention. Whatever they said would have happened. The apostle is referring back to that in his reference here by saying, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee. Yeah, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Now the follow-up to that is something I will get to here in just a moment, verse 4, because parents have a responsibility too. Children have a responsibility to honor father and mother. I'll just go ahead and say it, verse 4. Parents have a responsibility not to provoke their children to wrath. In other words, to be so hard, so mean, so arduous on them that they can't wait to get out from under your thumb. So you've got to show them that you're as you discipline and do this, that you're doing it in love and you're doing it because you love them and because you're watching for their souls. Yeah, I mean, so parents, children, show your appreciation for your parents by doing what they say to do. Follow after them, honor them in that way, and that it may be well with you, that your days may be long. Obey them, as we said last night, which have the rule over you. Parents, do you appreciate your children? Do you appreciate your children? Do you recognize that children are a gift from the Lord? Psalm 127 says that. We talked about that a lot here last year when Brother Carl Staten was here with the folks at Rocky Mount. But he tells us over there that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Lo, children, verse 3, lo, children are inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. Children are a gift from God and something to be taken care of and loved and cherished and recognized. We were talking this morning about the responsibility of seeing the church go on. One of the ways God blesses us is with children, and then He gives them to us to guide and direct and as He said last year, to be like an arrow in the arms of a mighty man. That we're to set the direction for them, to help point them on life's way and show them where the most important target is, back to God's Word. Set that as their goal and their path. Do we appreciate our children for that God has given them to us? How many parents, boy, don't even show my hand. You know, this is not a show the hands time in church. How many parents, if it's you, surely don't raise your hand. How many of you know people that talk about, I can't wait till the children are gone? How many of those people that you know that say that about their children in front of their children? Y'all know I'm telling the truth. I've heard people that would say, I'll be glad when my children are gone or grown and gone. And you say that in front of them? Do you know they don't feel appreciated when you say that? Do they feel like a gift and a blessing from God when you do that? That's not the way we ought to think and thank God for the gift that He's given us. I mean, go over and read about the barren women in the Bible. Do you recognize the fruit of the womb is the gift of the Lord? There were many women that were begging God. We go back over to 1 Samuel and we look at Hannah and her prayer that she went up to the Jerusalem and she would go there to the high priest and she would pray, God, give me a child, and if You'll give me a child, I'll give him back to You. And that child was given to her and his name was Samuel. And what a blessing he was for the people of God, and still is to the people of God today. So we ought to learn to show our appreciation to our children. Do you appreciate your church? And do you appreciate your pastor? We ought to be thankful for the things that God has given us. A little oasis from a troubled world out here that we can come to and gather together with people, have our spirits lifted up. Do we thank God for a place of refuge that we have? You know, the Bible talks in the Old Testament, there were six cities of refuge when you had committed a crime. You could go and run to one of these cities so that you could be, if you had committed manslaughter, basically, and someone had died and you needed a place to run to as a place for refuge before they came and found you and somebody took your life. There was a place you could run to for refuge. God has given us cities of refuge all over here that is, we look at our crimes and so forth, that we've got a place where we can come to and praise God for just a little while in the peace of with people that are like mind and like spirit. Hebrews tells us something like this, and I've already mentioned this, that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. And the Philippian letter, he tells us in chapter 4, as he's talking about rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord. Verse 4 of Philippians 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. In other words, don't be full of care about everything. Don't be worrying about everything. Instead of worrying, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Appreciate what God has given you. Appreciate your parents. Appreciate your children. Be thankful for all the blessings that we have in our life. And don't be so downcast so much of the time and so discouraged along life's way. Because we truly, truly do have so much to be thankful for. The problem is we don't often stop to be thankful. We get carried up with this world, and instead of stopping and being thankful for a little while, we just press on, push on. I want to challenge all of you here this afternoon, as you have an opportunity, bow down upon your knees, thank God, show God by your presence, by your devotion, by your love, by the reading of His Word, show the and respect to His Word, then learn how to honor your parents. Honor parents, honor your children, honor your church. Let your pastor know how much you appreciate his devotion to God's Word and how he digs and labors and works so he can bring you a few nuggets along life's way to cheer you up and encourage you and set direction. Because I'll tell you, it's not always cheerful. And there are many challenges that we have to face, both with our families and with our most of us with our jobs and other things that we have to labor in, as well as serving God's people. So for those that serve well, and I'll just turn over there to that real quickly if I can. 1 Timothy chapter 5. I'll close with this. Let elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and the doctrine. For the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. Again, an elder receiveth not accusation before two or three witnesses. Okay, but I'll just go back to this. Let the elders that rule well obey them that have the rule over you. Let them that rule well be worthy of double honor. You know that word right there? I'll just say this because it really goes on and tells you this, and because it talks about reward. That word honor means honorarium. It's talking about giving honor in the sense of double their reward. Give them what they're due because they're the ox that's out there treading out the corn day to day, the word of God. They're laboring for your benefit. Let them know in all the ways that you can. Give honor to them with your words. Give honor to them with your gifts. Give honor to them in every way possible if they're laboring and working and serving you. I hope some of these things have been a benefit. I hope we appreciate it and that we go away from here with a more thankful heart. May God bless you is our prayer.